Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us on the show, we've got Max Cavalera. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing great. So happy to have you on the show. Cavalera Conspiracy record, Pandemonium, of course, out in stores now. And Max, you've been part of quite a few bands. Sepultura, of course, also Soulfly, Cavalera Conspiracy, and Killer Be Killed. Creatively, why is it so important for you to have so many different ways to express yourself?
Well, it's actually kind of fun. You know, I always love playing with other musicians. And when I was in with Sepultura, we did a lot of collaboration with other people. Eventually, that led into my first project I did, which was Nail Bomb. And a lot of people really liked Nail Bomb a lot. It became kind of a cult record. We eventually killed Nail Bomb, me and Alex. We didn't want to do too much with it. And then, you know, throughout the years, everything just kind of changed, you know. Like, I ended up leaving Sepultura and creating Soulfly. Later on, I got reunited with my brother, so I created Cavalera Conspiracy. And then the last thing that came was Killer BQ, which was an invitation I got from Greg from the Linger Escape Plan to create this group, make some music with him. And I always, you know, enjoy and have more like having fun with the music. And it's more music for the fans. I think the more, the better. You know, I don't think there's a limit on what you can do. I think it's, you know, it's up to you, whatever you want to do. And I just thought it's kind of cool and kind of exciting to not be just in one band, but actually have a bunch of different things going on.
Max Cavalera is our guest on the show tonight. I want to play you a tune from the third studio album from Cavalera Conspiracy, Pandemonium. This is Banzai Kamikaze on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Max Cavalera with us on the show. The Cavalera Conspiracy record, Pandemonium, is out in stores now. And Max, you performed Pantera's Walk on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise. Do the albums that you loved as a kid still make you excited when you hear them now?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, I love the song. It's one of my favorite riffs, I think, of all time. In fact, I asked Terry Date, which is our producer of the last Soulfly album, Savages, because he was producer of Pantera when they made Walk. So I asked him, did you guys just had a heart attack when that riff came on and just like time stopped in the studio? And for my surprise, he said no. It was in the middle of a bunch of other songs. They didn't even notice that was a special song. But I loved the song, and it was so cool to do that at the 70 tons of metal. And it was just a lot of fun singing those lyrics. Phil's lyrics are great lyrics, and it was for me, it was an honor. And it was cool to give a little tribute to Dimebag as well.
Full Metal Jackie with Max Cavalera on the show with us tonight. Quick break. Coming up, the band that Testament and Exodus will be taking on the road with them. Also, Joss's weekly pick from the pit coming up this hour, and more with Max. It's all on the way. Kveller Talk. Heard Shattered Sun in there. That song was Hope Within Hatred. They will be touring with Testament and Exodus starting next month. Full Metal Jackie with Max Cavalera on the show with us. Max, if you never got into music, what other ways do you think you would have creatively expressed yourself?
Probably crime or drugs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I always like art-related stuff. You know, I like a lot of painting, you know. I actually do a little bit on my own, like paint T-shirts and things like that in the back of the bus. They're not really good, but still kind of a cool hobby. So it would be something related to art, you know. I love artwork, and I think that's the kind of stuff that I'm into. It is either artwork, or lately I actually been reading a lot of books. I got into books lately, and it's been really cool to read a couple of different biographies. Since I did my own biography, I became interested in reading other people's biographies. So I read Ozzy's biography, and I read Lemmy's, and it was really cool. And mostly artwork, that's what I like the most.
Going to take a quick break. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pick. Going to get to new music from Moonspell later on this evening. And more with our guest, Max Cavalera. Full Metal Jackie, Max Cavalera is with us on the show tonight. Max, what made Sepultura so special that people still hoped you and your brother would rejoin the band?
Well, I don't know. It's one of those things, kind of like one of those bands that just kind of happened, you know. It's not every day that a band from Brazil comes out on a scene like that. I think we made a big impact, especially because we're from Brazil, which was a country that was not popular for heavy metal. And we put Brazil in the map of heavy music in the world. So I think a lot of people liked that, and a lot of people were connected to that, especially in the Latin countries. We're still very, very respected and very... there's a huge fan base in a lot of the Latin countries for a lot of fans of Sepultura and stuff. And I think what we did was pretty cool, too. I think we never really repeat ourselves. We kind of, at least with me, the records that I made with them, we tried to keep them different. You know, we kind of never look back, always look forward. And you can see the difference from the records from Beneath the Remains to Arise, to Chaos AD and Chaos AD to Roots. They're all different records, and we were never afraid to take a new step in a new direction.
Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to new music from Moonspell, who have a brand new album coming out this month. And we'll have more with Max Cavalera. It's all on the way. In Flames. Heard Feed Her to the Sharks in there with Chasing Glory. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Max Cavalera with us on the show tonight. Max, when you worked on your autobiography with Joel McIver, what did you realize for the first time about your life and career by looking at it as a comprehensive whole?
Well, a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of wild episodes of things, starting from my own childhood in Brazil. The stuff that I was born into, actually, like my mother's religion, and when right before my father died, he took me to be baptized in the Vatican, and you know, crazy stuff like that doesn't happen to a lot of people. And then, of course, then there's the music. It's a huge part, you know. Music became like a salvation for me, you know. If it wasn't for music, the odds of becoming something in Brazil were very, very minimal. So music really saved me from a lot of trouble. And I think for me, making the book was really cool to look back at all the stuff, there's a lot of funny stuff, like puking on Eddie Vedder and pissing off Lemmy. And then there's a lot of sad stuff, like the split from Sepultura and the death of my father, the death of Dana. It's a really full book. A lot of insight went into making the book, and I have to be thankful for the people involved too. Joe McIver did a great job. Dave Grohl did a great intro for the book, and everybody really collaborated and made it a great book for the people to read.
Full Metal Jackie coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest Max Cavalera. That was brand new music from Moonspell, the title track off their 11th studio album, Extinct, which comes out on March 17th. Full Metal Jackie with Max Cavalera on the show with us. There's going to be some Cavalera Conspiracy touring in the upcoming months, and what else can we expect from you in all the projects that you're involved with?
There's a North American Cavalera tour. I think it's with COC and Death Angel and Lodi Kong, which is my kid's band. And then I'm finishing the work on the new Soulfly, which is our 10th record. The record was recorded in L.A. with Matt Hyde, that did Slayer, God Hates Us All, and Deftones, among others. I gotta go finish singing in this record. All the music is done. The vocals are not quite done yet. And then hopefully there's some festivals for Cavalera in Europe, like Hellfest and Download in England. And then hopefully a huge Soulfly tour, because the record comes out in August.
Great. So sounds like you're going to have a busy 2015.
Yeah, we're also hoping to get on the Mayhem tour. We've been submitted, you know, so I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I would really love to do it. Soulfly has never done that, and I think it would have been a cool thing for us to do for the States, to play a festival like in Mayhem. So hopefully they'll put us on, you know, and we get to play. If not, we will play anyway, headline show. Either way, we're going to play in America when the album comes out.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Max, for taking the time, and looking forward to seeing you off on these multiple tours that you'll be on. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Big hello to everybody out there. Thanks for all the support. Stay metal, everybody.